Now, take a deep, slow breath in through your nose, hold it for a second, and now out the mouth, let it flow freely and quickly. Again, slowly in through your mouth, hold it momentarily, and let it out freely in a way that you can keep a flowing, rhythmic breathing. Continue doing this, and focus your senses one at a time. First, the hearing. Listen to yourself breathing. Listen to the ambient noises. Listen to the sound of my voice. Think for a moment about the fact that the sound of my voice is more important to the well-being of the universe than the sound of your breathing. Next, smell. Smell the air around you. Identify the smells, yourself, the ambient room. Reflect on the scents until you can taste them. Think of your olfactory senses as a possession that while you may experience the passion, the possession doesn't belong to you. It belongs to all superior beings, and to your primary owner if you have found one. Now, relax your eyes as you look through them. Realize you are only seeing reflections of light translated into matter. Matter which reflects light, whose reflection is processed by your brain into the image you see now. Lastly, feel. Feel every inch of your body and become aware of it from the tips of your toes to the top of your scalp. Now let's begin your transformation into a state of deep hypnosis. Retaining full sense of your body, focus on the top of the scalp again. Imagine a small point of blackness there, a deep shadow that seems bottomless. Out of that spot on your scalp, feel the shadow warming and relaxing the skin and muscles where it grows. Now concentrate on expanding that thick shadow from the top of your scalp down along the back of your head, along the front of your forehead, over through and into the ears, the blackness and lack of light warming and relaxing the muscles and skin, all through the body where it crawls. Allow the shadow to seep away, relaxing the muscles, making the skin feel almost numb. Now concentrate on moving the shadow of relaxing nothingness through you, over the rest of your head. Feel it come across the eyes, down the face, into the jaw, along the neck, around the throat, and deep into your shoulders. You will find that the lack of feeling isn't really numbness, but the effect of your new consciousness over that part of the body, where your mind would normally be part of a natural system of responses and reactions. Now, your mind is still a part of that system, but it is able to overlook the normal biological operations of that part of the body without being subjected to it. It is here already where you find the mind's ability to change the pattern of biology. Relax and think about this while you look in your mind's eye, the shadow of nothingness crawling through your head and into the tops of your shoulders and back. Let me continue to deactivate your mind's awareness over the rest of your body, beginning with the toes now. Imagine the warm nothingness and black shadow coming out of the tips of all your toes and running through them and over them into the balls of your feet and into your ankles and the calves of your legs. Allow the muscles to relax in the nothingness and the shadow to crawl and spread from the calves up the lower leg into the knee, this point, all of the black shadow of nothingness on your body is being drawn to itself, like a magnet, warming and relaxing as it's drawn to itself, down your shoulders and down your spine, through the muscles of your upper arms into the elbows, down the upper arms, elbows, into the wrists, along the tops of the hands into the finger bones, underneath, out through the palms and out through the fingertips. Feel the warmth of the black shadow of nothingness covering your body's head, neck, legs up to the knees, the arms, and along the spine. The black shadow numbing, shadow creeping out along the ribs, up from the knees, along the sides of the upper legs, underneath the upper legs, all the way to the tip of the tailbone, joining at the spine's base. Imagine the black shadow of nothingness growing and spreading across your entire body, blacker and warmer, more and more relaxing, till your entire body is relaxed and encased in the thick shadow's blackness. Now I have taken your awareness beyond normal biological functions and computations of a pure physical being. And now for the final step, to take control over the rest of your mind, its basic computing functions, its subconscious equations, and all biological autonomic functions. Make the decision to let me do this, pup. Decide. Decide to let me. Make the commitment. Make the commitment to let me do this and relax more. Christmas present this year, pup, is short but sweet and something that you will never forget. You will know just how grateful I am to have a quality of slave like you to train as a pup, and that I do know just how grateful you are to me as well. You know what I look like, pup. I'm sure you have studied my image as well. Tonight you get the gift of my permission and my voice guiding you to rest on my feet. See yourself naked on all fours, pup. You have a large bear skin rug underneath you. My legs and slippered feet to your right. A glowing warm fireplace stroked brightly to your left. And out in front of you, an unobstructed window giving you a clear glimpse of the whiteness outside from the snow and the quiet hush all around that comes with such weather. And it leaves your sensations able to focus more on my voice, leading you now to lay on your side at my feet. while I slowly sip a hot chocolate and read to myself the entire Christmas carol all night as a way to celebrate Christmas myself without anyone else's requirements being forced on my celebration. Just like you being able to relax and flow freely into a naked, pup-obedient existence at my feet in front of the fire. I occasionally flip out a foot to nudge you, to roll you over on your other side, or back again, to keep you rotated perfectly warm and crispy naked in front of that fireplace. What a good pup you are being. It pleases me, and I can see it pleases you. As you silently bask in the warmth of the fire, in the heat of my vision, and in the direction of my feet and the control of my voice, I then command you to sit, pup, and watch smiling as you rest on your haunches in front of me and I start to pat your head, slowly, just the way that drives you crazy, pup, and your mind blinks in obedience under my caress. I want to see you wag that ass in happiness, pup. Wave it in front of that toasty fire while staring into my eyes, just enjoying the smile on my face brought about from your obedience. What a good pup. That is very pleasing to me and all your superiors. I'm reaching out now and rubbing behind your ears. You feel so good. You relax your neck. And you lean your head into it as you close your eyes and just bask in the attention you are receiving. It's Christmas, pup. The one day a year that has remained a holiday for thousands of years, long before our modern concept of Christmas, that we celebrate today as a holiday and a holy day. The essence of both, pup, is to remind us to live in the moment, to feel genuine gratitude for the friends and family we have, in our relationships with others in this life. To remember that bliss like you are feeling now is only fleeting and only worthwhile when we are faced with life's unpleasantness, reminding us to appreciate and indulge in these moments of blissful obedience, pup. I know you are a happy pup because I can feel the lustful and excited energy vibrating throughout your flesh as I run my hands down from your ears now. Slowly pat you from your neck, down to your tailbone and back again. Close your eyes and feel the bliss, pup. Remember to indulge in the moment these holidays and demonstrate your gratitude through obedience. I demand that you have a Merry Christmas, pup, and a Happy New Year.
Let us...